For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears there's some evidence against President Trump's optimistic assessment of U.S. relations with North Korea after his recent summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The North is now accusing the U.S. of what it calls gangster-like demands on its nuclear program. The comments came after high-level talks between North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. An unnamed foreign ministry spokesman lashed out at the U.S. and called the meetings regrettable. During the June summit, the president was confident that North Korea would begin denuclearization right away.
We signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
North Korea says our expectations and hopes were so naive that it could be called foolish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.